I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
There's nothing worse than having to call someone and say, I made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
And can you fix it?
What happened? You got Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh, the washer and dryer.
This is a saga that won't go away for you. What happened?
Oh my gosh. Well, the weekend was a great weekend. We had our fun Super Bowl party last night. We had Eric's grandma's 89th birthday party. Lots of fun, but we also this weekend we're having the new washer and dryer delivered to the house. And so Eric was waiting at the house. I was at laser tag with Brayson and our nephew. It was his Christmas gift was taking him to laser tag. And Eric said, all right, I'll be there, you know, in 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They show up. We love it. Grand appliance, right on time. They've got everything sitting there. They're taking out the old washer. They're taking out the old dryer. They're moving it into the garage to put it on the truck, to haul it away, to bring in the new stuff, put the new washer in. Ooh, it's so fancy. It's so pretty. They come in with the dryer. Sir, this is an electric dryer. You have a gas dryer.
I thought you said you had all electric appliances. Oh, just the washer.
That's what my husband said. That's what I was
told. Sorry, Eric. I know you're listening.
That's what I was told.
Always trying to be on East Side here.
I'm trying to also, but this is the fact of what happened.
No!
And so Eric said, well, what do I do? And they're like, well, we could change it up, but then you need a special outlet in there. So our next door neighbor, Dave, is an electrician who's great. If you ever need work, reach out. He's the best. Dave answers right away. He's like, hey, buddy, what's up? And he said, hey, this is my problem. Can you come over here? And he's like, I can be over there, yeah, in like an hour. He said, but it's going to cost probably like $100 to get this all done and switched out and everything.
And plus the city permit that you need to do
that.
Right.
So then he said to Eric, you probably are best just having them take that back
and
getting the gas dryer.
Oh, my gosh.
So these guys were so nice from Grand Appliance because then they had to take off the truck the old dryer to put it back
in. And they had to put it back in.
So
you have a dryer.
And that's going to get delivered tomorrow at some point. So I need to figure that all out. But love the new washer. It's pretty amazing.
You and just
I
can't dry actually, your clothes.
No, we hooked up the old one.
It's like, oh, that's great, we can wash.
And that one was working. But man, it would have been too easy. It just would have been too easy. Home projects always seem to go this way.
So they actually took your dryer, unhooked it, put it on the truck.
Oh, yeah.
Brought the other one downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when they found
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we're dealing with that right now. But we love the new washer. It's great.
That's good for you.
It's so efficient. I love it. I did actually stand there watching the wash get washed because I was so fascinated.
Woohoo!
But now, what was your weekend highlight or lowlight? You said you can't sleep, Radar.
It's a lowlight because of our cat. And I blame my wife for this one. This is another one. Now, you blamed your spouse for this mistake. I'm not blaming him.
The fact is, he really did say electric, and it was gas. And he just assumed. He's like, I thought I saw an outlet back there.
Okay, so because we have Gibby, our 12-year-old doggy, and then we also have Luna, the cat. And so Luna has been out, always looking to play. So we're like playing with her. And so Jess has this idea of going on and ordering something that'll keep her busy. She's like, oh, look at this. It's a little, it's called an interactive chirping bird cat toy.
That sounds obnoxious.
Right? See it? Okay.
Oh my gosh, if we had that in our house for our hunting dog, that thing would be shredded in seconds.
So you hang it like in a doorway, and then the cat bats at it, and it tweets and chirps and all that stuff. And it was fun. I'm like, oh, look at her jumping at this thing. Well, you won't do that for a real one when you look out the window. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so she doesn't do that, right? She's still playing with this one. The problem is, this cat doesn't understand that birds sleep at night. And so do humans. And so she's batting at this thing. I'm waking up going, what is that? I had no clue the first
what
night.
What did you think was going to happen with this toy?
This is a Friday into Saturday where we can kind of sleep in before my run on Saturday morning. And I go, what is chirping? It is 3:30. Why is that a mouse? What is it? Oh, no, it's not. It's this stupid bird that is hung up in the doorway going upstairs into our house. And this cat's just like, wham, wham. Oh, this is fun. This is fun. What? And then she stops and looks at me like, what? What's wrong?
Oh, are you trying to sleep?
Yeah. No.
I'm trying to play. And also, you guys bought me this toy to play with it, so I'm doing what you wanted me to do.
So you know what I do during the day when she's all snuggly and don't bother her? Oh, I bother her. Hey, wake up. Hey, chirp, chirp, chirp. Huh? This is my little playtime. And she looks at me like, what's going on? Well, so now we have to take that thing down.
You
like
have
last night,
to.
I took it down and actually put it on top of the refrigerator. I hope she doesn't jump up there and try and get it. But it's
she'll
not hanging.
Try to get it.
No, it's not hanging. But I'm like, I got to hide this thing from her at night.
And just when you think, as your kids grow up into adulthood, you're done with the quiet, obnoxious toys. It continues all over again.
Nope.
Because the cat.
Had Bones, my son, who's 25 now, had him downstairs yelling on his headset when he's playing video games at 2 in the morning. Now I got this cat playing.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.